USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jeffrey Epstein's victim's attorney, Lisa Bloom, is reacting to the millionaire sex trafficker's apparent suicide. Bloom says she was disappointed by the news because she was hoping Epstein would face his crimes and receive the punishment he was due.
We wanted Jeffrey Epstein to face justice. We wanted that day when he would be held accountable. My clients felt that that's when the healing could truly begin, and now they've been deprived of that.
The deadly murders in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, have prompted renewed calls for gun reform legislation. During an appearance on Fox News, Democratic Congressman Al Green of Texas outlines a bill that he'd like to see Congress pass.
We ought to take up the bills that are currently pending in the Senate to deal with background checks. This is very important. Comprehensive background checks.
The president did say he's willing to work with Democrats and Republicans regarding legislation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The protests are continuing this weekend in Hong Kong. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Several thousand people are continuing their protest at Hong Kong's busy international airport. They chanted slogans, set up TV sets to show video of recent protests, and handed out thousands of leaflets explaining the controversy over the proposed extradition law and demands for universal voting rights. In other districts, a group of parents staged separate marches that were approved by the police. They called for better protection for children following incidents in which ordinary people have been caught in clashes between the police and the protesters.
Turning now to the race for 2020, it seems presidential candidate Andrew Yang is getting Elon Musk support. Yang, a former tech executive, is among more than a dozen Democratic hopefuls campaigning in Iowa on Saturday. From the Iowa State Fair, Yang tweeted that he doesn't expect voters to completely agree with him on everything, but he hopes voters will see that he's trying to solve problems. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's been a bad summer so far for government information systems. Hackers have used ransomware to attack the data networks in Baltimore and the Georgia court system and also Lake City, Florida, just to name a few. Now, what can be done, though, when it comes to these attacks? And ultimately, what these three cities ended up doing was paying those ransoms that they were asked for so they could get their data back. I had a chance to catch up with Richard Clark, one of the world's leading experts on security, cyberspace, and terrorism. And one of the things I asked him was what really should be done when these cities are held hostage by these hackers.
Many places are paying. It's not just cities that are being hit. Companies are being hit. Hospitals have been hit. Many people pay up because they just want to get their network back and get it back quickly. But that money goes to criminal gangs, and they use part of that money to make even more successful attacks, more sophisticated attacks. So we would like, and we say in the book, The Fifth Domain, we would like to outlaw paying so that nobody could pay hackers when they were hit by this ransomware. But in the meantime, while there is no such law, if you're hit, your only way out to get your network back quickly might be to pay.
Clark's a co-author of a book titled The Fifth Domain, which also goes into other details on what we can do to keep ourselves safe from hackers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.